This is Katia. I'm in the Downtown Gallery in New Britain. I'm talking to the artist, Brown Gillespie, about his show that's just opening this evening. So, Brown, what do you think of the reception you've had tonight?
It was great. A lot of people coming through, and I think that most everybody found at least one of the images or paintings to grab a hold of them.
I think from the people I was talking to, there were so many different but positive responses to the work that I would have thought you had to be pretty pleased.
I am.
Yeah.
Because I've been working on these for a number of years and sort of in my cave.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice to get out and see what just a reaction
is. Yeah. So. I think with light, people tend to have almost such an attraction to them anyway. I don't know if you find that, but people are drawn. I know when I go to galleries where there's just one light piece, I'm immediately drawn to that above.
It's powerful.
You know,
light is powerful. I mean, it does.
Primeval, really.
Yeah. Very strong. And the other thing is, as opposed to other art that I've done, there is a time factor. Most paintings are static. It's a snapshot of one moment or whether it's abstract or realist. But with light, there's other considerations in terms of rhythm, tempo, how fast do the colors change, which colors do you emphasize. Because there's 16 million colors in the light here to play with.
Is it influenced by whatever the technology that is available in any way, or can you pretty much get these in any Pantone color that you...
These are red, green, and blue, and changing colors in the different aspects. So there are solid color ones, but these are all essentially programmed on the computer.
Right, so you program the individual setups for each one?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't realize you could do that with LEDs.
Yeah, that's the
really
fun
cool.
part is that they're completely customizable. Mm. Most of them in 6 or 12 inch segments, but eventually you'll probably be able to do it for, you know, each individual light, which...
Yeah. And what made you decide on the painting combination with the light? Because some people I know that do, James Turrell does just light, and there are people, obviously, that do paintings, but in huge boxes like this to make them more three-dimensional, but you've kind of incorporated the two. I'm just wondering about your thought process in that, how you arrived at that.
It really comes down to early work that I did was very subtle, and I used to kind of think that people had to get quiet with them in order to experience them.
Yeah.
Like being in the woods.
Yeah.
When you first go in, you don't see much of anything, but over time, your senses...
Yeah.
And so when I brought color in, it's like when you wake up in the morning and look out your window at a tree, it looks one way at 7 in the morning, that same tree is totally different at night.
Yeah.
And a pink sunset, everything's, you get those wonderful lights.
Yeah.
And so it's really a study in a, you know, of dealing with the interaction of light on pigments, which is what the sun does every day.
It's what your eye does.
And so this brings it out in maybe stronger colors, and this the one with the three primary stripes is very basic. You can kind of get a hold of what happens to primary pigment colors under various lights.
Right.
Some of the busier ones, you really can't quite get a hold of it.
So is this one of the more recent ones that you've done? So does it go around? Not quite.
This was actually this one with the stripes was actually the first one that really incorporated pigments.
Right.
And then I simplified with that one. And then I moved to this, and I'm not sure where it's going. The photographic one is interesting to me too. Because I'd like to do a larger one to really work on a more three-dimensional light space.
Yeah. The next question I was going to ask you is about scale. Do you see yourself going bigger with these? Or,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because with
I would like to do a huge wall.
You're competing with James Turrell then, though, aren't you? Huge walls of undulating
colour. That's it. But, his work is fabulous. In fact, some of his work when I was in college, I was interested in some of the same concepts, and then I saw him doing it, and I went, damn, he got there first, kind of. But,